This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of Andrew, VK5WX, and myself. We just want to say thank you to all the members who have booked for the luncheon today at 12 o'clock at Marion Hotel. With 30 seats booked and filled very quickly, we're looking forward to a great lunch and discuss on what we're doing at SARG. We hope to catch you all on the air soon with a net about to start on a weekly basis. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, there's some exciting events coming up at the North East Radio Club. Next Saturday, the 23rd of May, will be the afternoon meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall, and it's on at 2:30 p.m. And it will be a HF portable antenna competition. So bring along your favourite antenna and show us all how good it is. And the next amateur technical segment will be on Sunday the 31st of May at 3:30 p.m. on the VK5RHO repeater. That's 146.850 megahertz with a 0.6 megahertz offset and a 91.5 hertz access tone. And the subject this time will be the development of electronic components. And at the end of the conclusion of the talk, there will be a callback, so come up and give your reactions to the program. Now, the other day, Sir Lunchalot was caught out in the rain, so he stopped to spray his armour with some rust inhibitor, and he noticed he was out in front of the Grand North on Grand Junction Road, Northfield. So he hobbled inside and booked us in for the fifth Friday lunch at noon on the 29th of May. Well, that's it for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday, we managed to get a few repairs done to the antennas on our 70-foot tower in the yard alongside our club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre. We had put off hiring a crane until the 2026 Generations in Jazz Weekend was behind us. A very big thank you to Norbert VK5MQ, who donned his climbing safety gear, he holds current certification, and riding in the cage with the rigger from the crane hire business. First job was to secure the reflector on the HF Yagi antenna, which had rotated 90 degrees from its correct orientation. That done, and other elements checked, Norbert noticed that the top bearing cover had been picked at by birds and was looking a bit forlorn. I'm not sure what the outcome of that one was. The next problem spotted was that our 80 and 40 metre dipole had broken free of its rope support and was basically hanging by a thread. The dipoles were lowered to ground level, where it became glaringly obvious that one leg of the 80 metre dipole was open circuit. Norbert removed the offending connector and crimped on a new one. The cable ties, which had given up on their appointed task of holding all of the system aloft, were replaced with four new ones, belt and braces, and the whole thing was hauled back up the tower into its rightful place. Hopefully, all will be well now for Tim, VK5AV, to introduce any future licence hopefuls to the joys of HF sideband and its associated noise levels high. We would also like to thank Klaus, VK5UKK, for organising the crane for us and for operating the antenna rotator so that Norbert could get the free amount of coaxial cable right to allow for full rotation of the antennas without tearing any of the cabling apart. Another job well done. Thanks to all the other members who jumped in and helped where needed. All of our attention now gets focused on our upcoming 2026 annual convention on Sunday the 7th of June and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, which will start on the morning of Saturday the 6th and finish at about 2 p.m. on the Sunday. Don't forget the Sunday night dinner either, as this is the crowning jewel in the entire weekend. If you enjoy a great meal in good and like-minded company in a very relaxed and enjoyable atmosphere, all rounded out by a good chance of winning some decent prizes, you had better book now, as places are strictly limited. The cost for the dinner per person is $30, which, for a three-course sit-down dinner, is pretty reasonable in this day and age. Entry to the hall is $5 per person, and each entry is accompanied by a chance to win a fully reconditioned Kodang 9350 mobile auto-tune with compatible radios, variously generated, donated by Dean McGinty. Bookings for the dinner and the Australian Fox Hunting Championship should be emailed to convention@serge.org.au. That's convention@serge.org.au. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next general meeting of the Society will be held this Thursday, the 21st of May, at the Blackwood Uniting Church, with doors opening at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. A presentation on the Australian Amateur Band Plan Revision will be delivered by Grant Willis, VK5GR, who is the current chairperson of the WIA Technical Advisory Committee. Grant delivered this talk at the recent WIA AGM, so he should be on song for this presentation. The training group will be conducting a training course for the Scouts on the 30th of May and another session on the 20th of June for the Air Cadets at Gawler. Everyone keeps talking about bringing more youth members into the hobby, so if you have your advanced licence and would like to assist by becoming an assessor, please call me for more information. Visitors are always welcome at AHAR's meetings, so we look forward to seeing you there this Thursday. 73s from Paul. Cheers.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's Amateur Radio Experimenters Group news. First up, news from our Project Horus high-altitude balloon flight team. There is a launch planned for today. We're flying the School STEM program, a launch box payload for fleet space, from the Mount Barker High School Oval. Liftoff is planned for 10 a.m, and the tracking beacons will be using the usual Horus 3 protocol on the 70-centimetre band. We encourage all radio amateurs to get involved with tracking the beacons. Any information collected is most helpful in us recovering the balloon. More details are available on the AREG website, areg.org.au. Next, we wish to thank everyone who participated in our I've Just Received My Amateur Licence, What Next? Forum that we ran last Friday night. From the feedback we got, this was a very well-received presentation, and it was great to have so many members engaged in the conversation. AREG will look to build on this in coming months to see how else we can help newcomers to amateur radio get started on air. This week, we also have some AREG fox hunt news. There won't be an Adelaide fox hunt in June, as the usual weekend clashes with the National Fox Hunt Championships, which are being held in Mount Gambier over the King's Birthday long weekend. Instead, the next local fox hunt is planned to take place on Saturday, June 2nd, starting at 2 p.m. This time, we will gather on Lefevre Road in the North Parklands, adjacent North Adelaide. The foot hunt will take place in the parklands either side of Lefevre Road, where there are plenty of new hiding spots to try out. Following the foot hunt, there will be a follow-up car-based hunt across the metropolitan area. Visitors are most welcome. And even if you haven't tried fox hunting before, you're welcome to join us. We have loan equipment available for beginners to help you get started. Looking further ahead, we're pleased to announce the meeting topic for our June general meeting, which will be held on Friday, June the 19th. We'll be introducing Meshtastic and Meshcore and explaining some of the technology behind these new systems and what you can do with them. Further ahead in July, we then have Ivan, VK5RS, who's going to come and talk to us about his journey into designing and fabricating printed circuit boards as a radio experimenter. It will show what he's done to start designing PCBs and how he gets them manufactured. This is something not to be missed for any budding electronics experimenter. Finally, from the AREG contest team, a reminder that the WAA VHF UHF Winter Field Day contest is fast approaching. AREG is currently canvassing members to see how many stations we can muster on the air for the 8-hour section of the event, including some portable operation on at least 6 metres through to 23 centimetres, from at least one or more locations. The Winter Field Day is held on Saturday, June the 20th, and starts at 0100 hours UTC, or 10:30 a.m. Central Time. We'd love to see all of the clubs in SA get involved, either from home stations or other portable efforts. So put it in the diary as an event not to be missed. That's all from this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.